Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dub Siren-inspired bassline framework in Ableton Live 12 for old-school jungle and darker DNB vibes. And this is not just about making a bass patch. We're building a proper bass system, a mono sub, a dusty mid layer with Reese and Siren character, and a crisp transient layer that gives every note a clean little bite. The vibe we're chasing is rootsy, smoky, and a bit worn around the edges. Think battered sampler energy, warehouse pressure, tape dust, and enough control that it still sits cleanly under breakbeats and vocal chops. That balance is everything in jungle and DNB. Clean enough to hit hard, gritty enough to have identity. First thing, always think break first. In this style, the drums don't just support the bass, they define where the bass should speak. So before you write anything, load a classic break, loop it for 2 or 4 bars, and listen to the snare hits, the ghost notes, and the empty pockets between them. Those gaps are your arrangement space. That's where the bass can answer without stepping on the rhythm. Set the tempo around 168 to 174 BPM. Start with a simple loop, not a full arrangement. And keep the first MIDI idea very short, maybe 1 bar, with just a few notes. The goal is groove, not complexity. Jungle bass works because it says the right thing at the right time. Now let's build the sub. For this, operator is usually the fastest and cleanest choice. Start with a sine wave, keep it mono, and give it a short attack with a medium release. If you want a little old-school movement, add a tiny bit of glide, just enough for subtle pitch slides, not enough to turn it into a synth lead. Utility on the sub should keep everything centered and locked. The sub should be simple and disciplined. Tune it to the key of the track, and mostly stay on the root and fifth. You can use octave jumps now and then, but treat those like punctuation, not the main sentence. Also, keep the note lengths tight so the sub resets cleanly. In jungle, short and deliberate often sounds heavier than long and fluffy. After the sub, put EQ 8 on it and clean up any useless rumble below the audible range. Don't overdo the processing. The sub is not where you create excitement. The sub is where you create weight. Let the arrangement do the drama. Next, we build the dusty mid layer. This is where the Dub Siren flavor and the Reese energy come in. Wave Eatable is great for this because it gives you motion, but Operator with some saturation can also do the trick. Start with a saw or a saw square blend, add a little detune, and keep the unison modest. You want width and movement, but you do not want to smear the low end. Add a low pass filter and automate or modulate the cutoff so the tone moves over 1 or 2 bars. A little resonance helps give it that calling, siren-like edge. You can also add tiny pitch instability or wave-eatable movement to make it feel alive. The important part is that it feels unstable in a musical way, not broken in a random way. Then start dirtying it up. Saturator is a great first move. Add a little drive, maybe a few dB, and let it bring out the harmonics. Roar is brilliant here too, because it can add character without flattening the sound. If you want a more battered, jungle sampler type tone, try a touch of Redux, but use it sparingly. We want dusty mids, not digital collapse. A good teacher rule here is this. If the mid layer starts sounding like a lead synth instead of a bass, pull it back. It needs attitude, but it still has to function as bass. That means it has to leave room for the drums and any vocal chops. Now for the transient layer. This is the little click, pluck, or ping that gives the bassline articulation. In a dense jungle mix, this matters a lot because it helps the ear hear where each note begins. You can create this with a short, simpler hit, a tiny blip from operator, or even a resampled click from the bass itself. Keep this layer tight and high-passed. It should not contribute real low end. Its job is to define the front edge of the note. If it's too loud, the bass starts sounding like a click track, which is not what we want. You should miss it when it's muted, but not really notice it as a separate instrument when it's on. Now comes the musical part. Phrase the bass like a conversation. Don't just loop a pattern and hope it works. Make a 2-bar or 4-bar call and response. 1 bar can establish the root. The next bar can answer with a fifth, an octave move, a glide, or a siren-like movement. Leave some space too. Silence is part of the groove in this style. This is especially important if you're working with vocals or MC-style chops. Let the bass leave little syllable-shaped holes. If a vocal hits on a certain beat, do not crowd that pocket. Let the vocal and the break speak, then answer them with the bass. That's how you get that authentic sound system energy. A useful trick is to think in layers of rhythm. The sub is your low anchor. The mid layer is the identity. The transient layer is the edge. Each one has a job. If any layer starts doing too many jobs, the sound gets muddy fast. So keep asking yourself, Is this note supporting the groove, or is it just filling space? Now route all three layers to a bass group. This is where you glue them together. Use EQ8 first to clear mud if needed, then a little saturator or roar to unify the harmonics. Glue compressor can help with cohesion, but only lightly. We're talking 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not smashing the life out of it. Then use utility to check mono compatibility and keep the low end disciplined. A lot of producers make the mistake of trying to fix every bass problem with more distortion. Usually the better fix is tighter envelopes and shorter note lengths. If the bass feels too polite, tighten it first. Articulation often solves what tone alone cannot. Automation is where this whole thing comes alive. Open the filter slowly across a phrase. Push saturation a little harder into a drop transition. Throw in some pitch movement on a held note. Let a reverb send bloom for a siren accent, then cut back to dry and tight for the next answer. That contrast is what creates tension and release. A great arrangement move is to start with just the sub hinting at the phrase, then bring in the transient layer first at the drop, then let the mid layer open up a bar later. That progressive reveal makes the drop feel like it's unfolding, which is perfect for old school jungle energy. And once you've got the phrase working, resample it. This is a big advanced move. Bounce the bass group to audio, then drag it back into simpler or chop it up in audio clips. Now you can grab reverse swells, fill hits, little glitches, and turnaround stabs. That's how you turn a good bassline into a track identity. If you want extra dust, lightly process those resampled fills with redux or some subtle compression. Again, the goal is texture, not lo-fi cosplay. You want it to sound like it came from hardware or a grimy sampler, not like it was intentionally degraded for effect. A few things to watch out for. Don't let every layer carry low end. Keep the sub as the only true sub source. Don't make the bass too wide down low. And don't overcomplicate the note pattern. Jungle bass often works because it leaves space and places the right notes with confidence. Also, check the bass in three contexts: soloed, with a break, and in the full mix with any vocals or lead elements. Soloed tells you if the sound design is working. With the break tells you if the groove is working. In the full mix tells you if the arrangement is working. All three matter. Here's a strong practice approach. Build a two-bar phrase at 170 BPM. Start with a break. Add a mono sub with just root and fifth. Layer a dirty mid-bass with slow filter movement. Add a short transient hit. Write one held note, one slide, and one rest for vocal space. Then automate the mid-filter on the second bar. Resample the phrase and chop one fill for the turnaround. Finally, check the whole thing in mono. If it still feels heavy in mono, you're in great shape. That usually means it will smash on a club system. So remember the core idea. In DNB, the best bass lines are precise, not overloaded. Build the bass like a rhythm section. Let the break breathe. Leave space for the vocal. Give the low end a clean anchor, the mids a dusty personality, and the transients a sharp little speaking voice. That's the framework. Now go make it speak.